This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Fans of the original Jumanji film with Robin Williams will miss Robin Williams, but we all miss Robin Williams. Directed by Jake Kasdan, the son of Lawrence Kasdan, who wrote Empire Strikes Back, directed Big Chill. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. It starts with the premise of a bunch of high school kids, four, actually. A bunch may equal four. Is a bunch of four? No, a bunch is more than four, so let's just call it four. Quad high school kids find an old video game console when they are in a detention after school. And so Breakfast Club meets, Jumanji. But they become avatars of themselves in the virtual jungle of the game. Here we have Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart, Jack Black, and Karen Gillan. So we've got two comedic actors, Jack Black and Kevin Hart, a straight man, Dwayne Johnson, and Karen Gillan, who is also quite funny. And one of the better premises of the film involves the gender-bending role of Jack Black, who is inhabited by a teenage girl, a popular teenage girl, and finds herself in the body of Jack Black. Which is maybe the first non-Freaky Friday film to tackle the role of gender dislocation. And in that way, the film is quite radical. And it's incredible box office success. The film has shattered box office records and has outperformed even Star Wars. It may open up the masses to the concept of being in a body that you don't necessarily connect with gender-wise. Let's just say hilarity ensues. But the the video game tropes are here. You get three lives. If you don't make it to the end of the game, you die in real life as well. And so the filmmaker has a lot of fun with letting the characters use up a couple of their lives in funny ways. And there's a nice mix of personalities. It's a nice, it seems innovative and bold. There's a freshness and you can tell that the movie doesn't take itself too seriously and had a lot of fun filming. Part of that is Kevin Hart and The Rock. Hard to imagine them on a set with Jack Black not having fun and laughing a lot. So it's a comedic gem. So consider Jumanji to be on your to-do list, because it's a good time.